Zay Oakland.
The closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange. On a day Wall Street probably wants to forget, it reversed its winning streak. The Dow lost almost 700 points today. A group of economists formally declared an American recession, as we hear live from ABC's Ann Compton.
In the rearview mirror, Aaron, we now know that the recession just started in December 2007. And White House spokesman Tony Fratto knows why.
We definitely encountered a great deal of trouble from the housing sector. And then with the financial crisis in October, brought the economy to a halt. And that's going to take some time to recover from.
And that is at least the eighth straight month of job losses, Aaron.
ABC's Ann Compton live in Washington. Now, the nation's governor said today 30 states expect budget shortfalls. Pennsylvania's Ed Rendell wants the incoming administration to do more than bail out banks.
Now, any of that help has produced one new job. Not any of that help has produced one new order of business for an American company. Infrastructure and renewable energy can do just that.
The governors meet tomorrow with President-elect Obama. Today, he announced his national security team, including former rival Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State.
He's an American of tremendous stature who will have my complete confidence, who knows many of the world's leaders, who will command respect in every capital, and who will clearly have the ability to advance our interests around the world.
India's foreign minister says he expects Pakistan to take strong action following the Mumbai attacks. India says the 10 men who launched a three-day assault were trained by a Pakistani militant group. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is on her way to Mumbai.
We will be working with India. We intend to work with Pakistan as well. The people who perpetrated this must be brought to justice, and ultimately the terrorists have to be stopped.
You're listening to ABC News.
How can you avoid the lies about money that are keeping you from achieving your financial goals? I'm Rick Edelman. Millions tune into my radio show on personal finance, and my firm manages billions in savings for people just like you. Now you can get my award-winning advice in my new book, The Lies About Money. Learn how to get the opportunity for better returns with lower risk and lower fees. Read The Lies About Money, now available in paperback. Learn more at theliesaboutmoney.com.
This holiday, see how far a wish can go. Save big on the wishes that move you at Sears Auto Center, where you'll find the entire stock of Michelin tires on sale. Plus, buy any set of four Michelin tires and get free installation after mail-in rebate. That's a $56 value that includes free mounting and balancing, free tire rotations, and a free road hazard warranty. Don't wait. The great deals on the wishes that keep you moving end December 24th. So don't just give a gift. Grant a wish. Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale and offer ends 12/24/08 while supplies last.
New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress was in handcuffs today as he came out of a police precinct. He surrendered to face a weapons charge after he shot himself in the leg in a Manhattan nightclub. His lawyer says Burress plans to plead not guilty.
He's a good person, I think, with a brilliant athletic career, and it would be a terrible sadness if an isolated incident could ruin a life.
Police said today the case could expand beyond Burress. The mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, has been arrested, charged today with bribery. Prosecutor Alice Martin says Mayor Larry Langford funneled bond work to a friend in exchange for $250,000 in bribes.
In addition to bribery, conspiracy to commit bribery, money laundering, and fraud, Langford is charged in counts 87 through 89. With filing false income tax returns for the years of 2003, 2004, and 2005.
The deals in question helped push Jefferson County, Alabama, to near bankruptcy. At this hour, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy receives an honorary degree from Harvard. Only George Washington, Winston Churchill, and Nelson Mandela have received similar honors. Harvard says it wants to recognize Kennedy's lifelong commitment to public service and social issues. One fan of the Boston Red Sox takes his fandom from here to eternity. A Massachusetts funeral home has taken delivery of the first Red Sox casket, your basic box with team logo on the exterior. It's ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KTO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. San Francisco International is experiencing some flight delays of about an hour and 40 minutes for incoming flights. The low cloud ceiling. Check your airline if you're dropping off or picking up. Also, possible residual delays at San Jose International. San Francisco police still trying to determine who shot and killed a 20-year-old man near the Conservatory of Flowers in Golden Gate Park. They're asking for help from the public. And Governor Schwarzenegger has declared a state of fiscal emergency. California is facing an $11.2 billion shortfall for the year, $28 billion deficit over the next 19 months. Traffic, here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
Accident in Concord, westbound 4 before Solano Way, another one Cupertino, south 85 connector ramp to south 280. Bay Area residents, it is now illegal to burn firewood and fire logs during a winter Spare the Air alert. Please check before you burn at sparetheair.org and 1-877-4-NO-BURN. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Lloyd Lindsay-Young says areas of fog and clouds remaining on the coast this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell, welcome once again to the program. This is my favorite Credit Crunch story of the, well, let's not go crazy here, of the week. I don't know, could be of the month. They did a survey here. This is in England. You can just wonder and scratch your little heads to figure out how we would come out on this, asking people their favorite free time activity, right? 1 in 10 people said window shopping. 6% said going to a museum. We're talking about the cheapest way to pass time. Number one, ahead of window shopping, ahead of one of the most favorite activities of all, gossiping, was sex. Scott's most amorous, 43% chose sex over all other pastimes, 35% in South England. This was an AIDS charity publishing the survey. And the sexes did differ in their priorities. Women actually gossiping with friends was kind of up there with sex. With men, sex was firmly at the top of the list. And here's an economist weighs in. We are glad that people are finding ways of relieving some of their credit crunch woes. But if there's one thing it's worth paying money for, it's condoms, and they launch into a condom wrap. Now, where this would be a perfect place to put in this article about, and this is, you know, asking people what they think. If you asked men around the world which men think they need the largest condoms, this is only in Europe, it was the French. Remember, they didn't measure anything here. The French say they need the largest condoms in Europe. That can have more to do with personality, right? Braggadocio and ego. While the Greeks get by on smaller ones. This was a study done by a German consulting firm. They asked 10,000 men in 25 countries to measure themselves and enter the number into a database. Right away, friends, that's difficult. You know, the official way, I didn't want to get into all this at this particular point, but the official way is from the pubic bone with semi-firm pressure into the fat pad. And a lot of men go on the bottom side and pick up an extra couple of inches and think they're doing well. So Frenchmen claim they needed a 6.09-inch long, 3 centimeters longer than Greeks. That was the most modest, and I wouldn't pay any attention to any of this. On the subject of sausages, some of the biggest supermarket chains are now cutting on quality and selling budget items like sausage with 6% pork. How do you make a sausage with 6% pork? Where's the meat? And this, of course, comes at the expense of quality. And here's fish pies with 9% fish and cheese slices with 11% cheese. And they're bulked out, these products, with water, fat, and sugar. And that's how you reduce the expensive ingredients in a product. Oh, they got everything. Everything is broken down here. And without just getting it too upset, what happens is everything that you're going to pay a lot of money for because the ingredients in it are costly ingredients. You know, they're meat ingredients, cheese ingredients. They add everything from wheat flour, vegetable oil, salt, emulsifiers, water, etc. And they have a whole list of things here. And this is why, you know, it's good to know how to read labels. Swiss. Very interesting vote. They just backed a scheme by a 68% voted in favor. This is extremely enlightened from my point of view. Many of you will disagree with me. 68% of voters in Switzerland, though, have voted in favor of a prescription program, right, that was already approved by Parliament, making it permanent. And this experiment has been in place since 1994, where a prescription, by prescription, a heroin addict can get heroin. That's right. Not fooling around with methadone, not fooling around with any of that stuff. And the idea is that the crime and the social mayhem, other than the destruction of the user, that comes from heroin addiction is because it is so expensive that addicts have to commit a crime to get the money to buy the drugs. And we do this all the time in medicine. Hello, we hand out hand over fist opiates for pain. Little old ladies and all kinds of people. You've heard of the mayhem that OxyContin has caused, a synthetic type of a heroin, because it's overprescribed. But we do this all the time for people in pain. So a heroin addict getting their heroin, getting clean heroin, can have a job, can have a family, can live a life. And they're less likely to turn to crime. And therefore, we reduce the harm of drug addiction in our society. But there are still some tight butts out there who are very upset by this, saying the law failed to make abstinence its goal. That is extreme black and white thinking that does not, has not ever worked with any social problem in the history of the world. You want to challenge me? You got the phone number here. This show me where an extreme black and white abstinence, say no, say yes policy has ever worked. There are places in the world where they decapitate you if you're caught selling drugs, and yet there are people selling drugs. All right? But most interesting to me was they had a close initiative, but it went down, decriminalizing cannabis. So marijuana, that's right, marijuana illegal, heroin legal. Now, speaking of marijuana, fascinating story. This kind of stuff that fascinates me, as you know, I'm a cinephile, I love China. And the subject of illegal drugs interests me. Here is, they think, the oldest fully confirmed stash of marijuana in a tomb in a remote part of China. It's 2,700 years old. It was clearly cultivated for psychoactive purposes rather than as, say, fiber for clothing or as food. That's hemp. 789 grams of dried cannabis was buried alongside a light-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian man, likely a shaman of the Guxi culture near Turpan in northwestern China. It's not on the coast of China. Dry conditions. The stash was green. It had lost its odor. They analyzed it and said, you know something? First of all, this is the oldest documentation of cannabis as a pharmacologically active agent. We have symbolic, we have, you know, frescoes and tomb paintings and things to confirm its use maybe earlier than that. Herodotus, Greek historian, mentioned it. But this is the oldest stash thoroughly tested. They tried to germinate the seeds without success. Now, that would, you know, that would wind up going out the back door. Can you see the, you know, what would they call it? The Guxi stash. 2,700 year old marijuana. It had a very high content of THC. They couldn't get an exact number. This is the best part of the story. It took 10 months to cut the red tape for them to transfer this little sample of cannabis to a very fancy schmancy lab in England. From China. They discovered it in China, remember? They wanted to send it to this fancy lab in England to get it analyzed. It took 10 months of red tape. You tell me about bureaucracy. Should have given it to some 18-year-old who'd have gotten it there overnight. Number of measles cases is soaring. There's big concern now. In England, they have over 1,000 confirmed cases of measles. And as you know, England is where this anti-vaccination thing started, with one particular doctor in 1998 who just out of the blue decided that the MMR vaccine could cause autism, right? He made it up. His data was terrible. He's been canned, fired, discredited, and yet the beat goes on. It's like an accident that happens on the highway, right? And the accident's cleaned up, but the slowdown from the rubberneckers is still there hours after it's cleaned up. And vaccination rates in England are way, way, way down. And now they're having an outbreak. And, of course, as you know, because you listen to this program, because you're interested in facts and not innuendo and panic and hysteria and emotion, that the vaccine has nothing to do. Nothing to do with autism. Speaking of vaccines, we had a call last week asking us about evidence for influenza vaccine, etc. Even in an influenza season where there is not an optimal match between the circulating strains of flu and the strains contained in the vaccine will protect young children aged 6 months to 59 months against influenza. And it's only in the last couple of years we recommend that little kids get the vaccine, so the first time we begin to look at it. And basically, it works, and they looked at visits. They looked at visits. There was a 60% reduction in influenza-related medical visits among the 6 months old and up who got the recommended dosage, and a kid needs more than one. There is no protection against the flu for a child who needed 2 vaccine doses and only got 1. You got to get that second one. That zooms up the antibodies. The match between the influenza strains and the flu vaccine and the strains circulating in the community was even suboptimal in the years they studied, and still the vaccine was 57% effective. In other words, if the, you know, ABC bug is out there this year, but the vaccine contains is anti-XYZ, it's not a match. But getting vaccinated against XYZ seems to help even with the ABC. Not as well if it were ABC versus ABC, but nevertheless, what else can I say? What else can I say to convince you? Here you go. Large doses of testosterone in healthy older men. Men, you've been waiting for this. It increases muscle mass and a little bit of power, but there's no improvement in physical function. I've told you many times, testosterone doesn't work. And these are big, big doses. There was an increase in skeletal muscle mass, and there was a little increase in the amount of weight that a man could press with his legs. But it was only such in the men on the highest testosterone doses, which are going to be the men most likely to suffer side effects. Red cell production, leg swelling, prostate cancer, etc. There was no improvement in the number of leg presses a man could do without becoming fatigued. And when they looked at walking, stair climbing, rising from a sitting position, there was no difference in performance between baseline and after 20 weeks on testosterone level. In other words, there is no benefit to testosterone unless you're going to try and bench press something with your legs. And what can I tell you? Acne, breast enlargement, prostate cancer growth. Would you like all that for nothing? Well, this is an oops. This is an oops. University of Utah researchers have found in a series of experiments using driving simulators that hand-free mobile phones are just as distracting as handheld models. And thus you have the underbelly of politics exposed, where do-gooder legislators decided they knew the answer before the scientists did and made a big discrimination. All right, I told you this 7 years ago. Early data was in, and common sense would tell you. Hands-free, handheld, what does that make a difference? You can drive a car with one hand. You change the radio, you're only using one hand. You got a manual shift in your car, it's only one hand on the steering wheel, friends. So this idea where you put your hands had anything to do with it is nuts. But they do have answered this question, because I have raised this many times also. What about a passenger in a car? Well, a passenger in a car chatting at you offers one advantage. They yell, "Look out!" when you're about to screw up. And that may make it better to have a passenger in a car than talking on a cell phone, which does distract you. I mean, there's never been a doubt about that. I just, you know, wanted to make sure that we knew it was cell phones, not just having conversations, because there's other things that distract you, too, like having an unruly passenger, like a kid in a car, like having, getting mad at the radio, the talk show host on the radio. So anyway, all these laws are ridiculous. Those of you, I mean, the Bluetooth people love it, of course. Using Bluetooth earphones, it's not making it any safer. and throw that in the face of legislators when they keep coming at us with all their new legislation designed to protect us from ourselves. Tell them, prove it first before you launch. Prove it. Just show me a study. You tell me it's common sense. If you had so much common sense, this country wouldn't be such a mess. Right? If it's so easy. Belly fat in your eyes. Another study. If you're worried about macular degeneration as you get older, lose weight. People who are obese do have a higher risk of age-related macular degeneration. And how that works is fascinating to me. What in the heck does your belly have to do with your eyes, except with your eyes you can see your belly? So I'll leave the rest up to you and your good common sense. All right, let's settle this once and for all. It's the holiday season. How much weight are you going to gain? Have scientists settled it at last? I've told you one thing. Some of them may be telling you something else. So I'll tell you how much weight you're going to gain this holiday season, whether you like it or not. That's coming right up. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Udell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Who's always there for you? Your mum? Maybe, yeah, but sometimes she's a bit chatty with you. Oi, when are you going to get a girlfriend business? Now, GEICO, they're always there for you. They have been for over 70 years. They insure over 8 million policyholders, and their customer satisfaction is at 97%. With GEICO service, no wonder it's the third largest automobile insurance company. Your mum might cook better, but everything else, it's a very close call.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Cooking Light. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva. Help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Attention all California businesses. EcoMugs wants you to help keep America green. Is there someone in your office that's going beyond the call of duty when it comes to saving the planet or recycling in the workplace? Would you like to acknowledge their work? Kirk Meyer, CEO of EcoMugs.com, has decided to give away one free EcoMug to every company that goes to KGO.com and clicks on the EcoMugs logo. Simply fill out the entry form and EcoMugs will send them a free 15-ounce personalized eco-friendly Eco Mug. Eco Mugs are lead-free, dishwasher-safe, and made right here in America. Over 100 million Americans have a cup of coffee every morning. Join Eco Mugs and help keep 60 million paper and styrofoam cups from going up in smoke every day. Green your office today with Eco Mugs. To get your free, personalized Eco Mug for someone in your office, go to KGO.com and click on the Eco Mugs logo. For more information, visit EcoMugs.com.
Dr. Dean Udell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Udell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Paul. How you doing, Paul? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Udell.
In light of these ongoing bailouts, would the American circumcision industry ever be considered too big to fail if Americans stopped having their sons circumcised?
I love your mind, Paul. I love your mind. Well, you know something, or I'm sure you do know, you must be up on the issue to ask a question like that. It is beginning to fail in that now the majority of kids, and you got to divide the country up. I love the interesting aspects of regionalism in American medicine. Why is it in some parts of this country people get certain diseases more commonly? Why is it in other parts doctors do certain operations or treat cancer differently? There's something to learn from it. And in the United States, in the western part of the United States, circumcision is disappearing. It's only done on the minority of newborns. So those of you who do this to your child, afraid they're going to look different in the locker room, you are doing the very thing that will allow your child to possibly be chastised in the future. And of course, it's an industry that's gone belly up in every country on earth, except for Muslim countries, Israel, and the United States. Now, why Europe and Asia, Australia, all over the place, they stopped doing this? I have no idea. And why we persist in doing it is that particular American stubbornness that only we know better than everybody else. So what can I tell you? May that industry fail completely. All right, let's move on and talk to Carl. This is Dr. Dell. Carl, you're on the air.
Thank you, doctor. And it's my first time calling you, but I was driving. I'm pulled over now, so I'm talking to you safely.
Yes, good.
about your statement on the Swiss legalizing the use of opiates for people that are addicted.
Mm-hmm.
You had made a comment, as I understand, that you thought that would be appropriate here in this country.
Well, you make sure you understand how it's not like they're handing it out in the streets. You've got to go through the hoops, and you've got to get in the loop where they will try to lead you to rehab and blah, blah, blah. It's a doctor's prescription, okay? Because, Switzerland tried this, and some other countries have, and every junkie in the world, every drug addict, heads to that place, and they cause a lot of problems. So this is not available to people outside the program, outside who are not Swiss. In the beginning of 2008, 1,300 addicts were being prescribed heroin out of 26,000 undergoing treatment. And they're looking at the severely dependent heroin users who've fallen through the net. And, that's that. So, fire away.
Well, they're giving relatively low doses, from what I understand, to sort of achieve that homeostasis where they're functioning close to normal. But, you know, my approach, one, I recently retired from law enforcement. I have a lot of experience with people that use illegal drugs. And for me, it's always seems to be a three-pronged approach that works best. One, you have to have education. You have to have effective treatment programs. But you also need some enforcement because people sometimes just have to hit rock bottom before they realize that they got to make changes in their lives. And I've always disagreed with, you know, we fix a social problem by legalizing it, because it really doesn't legalize it. It just sort of allows it to continue and go on.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because I agree with you, or I would not have in the past. If you called this program 5-10 years ago, I would not have agreed with you in terms of enforcement and all that, and about people hitting bottom. Problem is, of course, it's different for everybody, but I really do think sometimes that's the motivation. The issue, though, is that the success rate is so, and this is the underbelly of it, and I hate to even say this because I do not want to discourage the direction we're moving in, which is instead of putting people in jails, get them help, even if you force them to get help. But the success rate for some of these drugs, and opiates is a classic, is so low, it is really depressing. So I would add to your statement, prevention. And that's where we can do so much more, is to try and develop, as you mentioned, education and effective prevention programs so kids don't get going in the beginning, at the outset. It's a horrible problem. And I might also, I don't know, if we sat and talked in detail about some programs and things that we do, quote, legalize, that has made things better. When you look at, for instance, the the hit that prostitution, for instance, takes upon American cities and American culture versus in European cities where they have made peace with it, I don't think there's any comparison. We have nothing to show for it except mayhem, where they have recognized that something that goes back 5,000 years is going to be here. So it's about the gray areas. Remember, it's not black and white. Life is a volume control and not an on and off switch, and that's where we'll solve these problems. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm going to tell you how much weight you gained.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. It's official. We are in a recession, and Wall Street has reacted. The Dow closed down 680 points. The NASDAQ off 137. The S&P down 80. Governor Schwarzenegger has declared a fiscal emergency in California and called lawmakers into a special session to address the state's $11.2 billion budget deficit. Sacramento County Sheriff's officers have found the bodies of four people, two adults and two children, in a house 10 miles south of the state capitol. A young girl has been taken to UC Davis Medical Center with serious injuries. It looks like they were all shot. The forecast from Lloyd Lindsay Young, hazy sunshine this afternoon. More fog and clouds will remain on the coast, highs in the upper 50s in San Francisco. More fog tonight and tomorrow morning. Call your carrier if you are flying out or if you have someone flying in. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Here's what real people are saying about how Advantage Tax Resolution helped them reduce their taxes by up to 90%.
Fast, courteous, and friendly. You took a burden off my shoulders. I didn't have to do anything. You handled everything for me.
I've been having tax problems for years, trying to deal with them myself. Advantage Tax really came through. Now the IRS is off my back, I've got the resolution I needed.
You made me sleep a lot better at night. You've reduced it 3/4 of what we owe them.
Advantage Tax Resolution can help you too. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000, you should call us. We can get the IRS off your back and reduce your taxes by up to 90%. Call Advantage Tax Resolution right now at 888-645-3295. That's 888-645-3295. Put the IRS in its place. Call Advantage Tax Resolution right now at 888-645-3295.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call. 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Don't miss Ballet San Jose's dazzling production of The Nutcracker, December 11th through the 28th at San Jose Center for the Performing Arts. Your family will thrill to the magical story of a young girl and her enchanted Nutcracker Prince and the delightful score performed by a full orchestra. Hailed as one of the most entertaining versions of Nutcracker anywhere in the country, this is a true Nutcracker experience. Call 408-288-2800 or buy online at balletsanjose.org.
And four, no burn.
everybody. Dr. Dina Delk, welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about how much weight you're going to gain. This is always a question I get asked. We have dealt with the data over the years. I have told you about a study where they just looked at Thanksgiving dinner where people are packing away 6,000 calories and it made no difference on their body weight. But the season as a whole, there are now two studies weighing in on this. One, they weighed students before and after Thanksgiving break, and students gained just over a pound on average. Just over a pound. But when they looked at overweight students and regular weight students, the overweight students gained 2 pounds. Healthy weight, about a half a pound. Now you got a New England Journal study that weighed in on this, 150 people over the course of a year. If you take the six-week holiday period, people gained 3/4 of a pound on average. And, you know, again, the same effect showed up. Obese people gaining gaining more. And that either means that they're eating more, we don't know that answer, or their metabolism. Their metabolism is different. Okay, next thing is, Heather was mentioning something to me in a movie that she saw that is a very good question, and it's interesting. So I thought I'd have Heather describe it. It's a movie I haven't seen, but I just put it on my list. So why don't you plug the movie?
Great movie. Everybody loves Philip Seymour Hoffman and Laura Linney, right? So that would be The Savages. That's their last name, actually. So
not really reflecting
on their personalities. But so it's their journey of putting their father in a nursing home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And a nurse's aide says that she doesn't have to worry about her dad right now because they don't die until their toes curl under. Like if they see the toes curl weird, then it means they're going to die, like, within 24 hours. And I thought, what? I have to ask Dr. Dean about that. And I did watch the DVD extras, and the woman who made the movie, Tamara Jenkins, said that she heard that from someone who really was a nurse. So there seems to be something to it, but I can't find anything on the internet.
Is that how things get into movies? They heard something. Well, there is some truth to it in the following way, and there is one of the first things you learn in medical diagnosis class in medical school is something called the Babinski reflex. And perhaps some of you have seen this done on a loved one. They taught us to do it with our keys. So you reach in your pocket, you take out your car keys or your house keys, and you scrape the key. You're not going to draw blood or cause a wound. You scrape your key along the outer edge of a person's foot. And one of two things, actually maybe three, will happen. And you're looking for neurological damage. And without getting into how this happens, if you scrape it, a bad sign would be the toe, the big toe curling upwards and the toes spreading out. That means some significant damage has happened to a very, very important part of the brain. The toe goes up and the toes spread out. You also see this reflex in newborn babies, and you've all seen pediatricians do this. It's because their nervous system hasn't developed the sophistication yet. The correct response would be the toes to curl in and the whole foot to shift. So if I did that to you, Heather, you'd either say, "Stop tickling me," or you would pull your foot away, but you want the foot to curl, the toes to go down. So there is a very important sign in the feet that's, that detects neurological damage. That's probably what it is, but like so many things, it got a little twisted by the time it got to the script. All right, does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I sold one. All right, let's move on. Let's talk to Julie. How you doing, Julie? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
I would like to talk to you about the fact that I think there's some people, including myself, that benefit from the use of OxyContin when nothing else works.
Absolutely. Oh, tell us about it. No, I hope I didn't imply there's no use for it. It's an extremely powerful and effective pain reliever for some people, but it's also abusable. So
yeah, it's just gotten a really bad stigma because people hear, you know, about the addiction and they just think anybody who's taken it is a drug addict, and it's really hard. I mean, I have a Chiari malformation and syringomyelia.
Oh, boy.
Are you familiar with those?
Yes, yes.
I've had two brain surgeries, one at Stanford, one at UCLA. And the last one, before I had that, I was like suicidal because it's just such extreme pain every single day.
Yes.
Living in that kind of pain, and it's never going to go away, is really hard. So my doctor put me on the OxyContin about 5 years ago, and now I can lead a pretty normal life.
Yes, yes. Well, Julie, you bring up so many important issues, from the fear that doctors have when it comes to treating pain adequately, to the stigma that's attached to any drug that is abusable. People develop this attitude about it. Well, I would just say, look at alcohol. It's abusable by a lot of people, but a lot of people take it and enjoy it when it comes to regular medications, because some people abuse marijuana doesn't mean it can't help people, and the list goes on and on. Because some people abuse cocaine doesn't mean Novocaine in a dentist chair isn't helpful, and the classic is opiates. Because of heroin addiction and the abuse of opiates doesn't mean we should deprive people or stigmatize people who are using these substances. And that's, you know, that's the crux. The crux of the issue, and it gets all confused in the public mind. It gets confused in legislators' minds and policymakers' minds. And so the other point is, which is really one that people don't realize. I'm talking to you. You want to know what? Julie, you sound fine. You don't sound stoned. You don't sound obtunded. You're doing great. So if you were a heroin addict or an OxyContin addict, and we decided instead of trying to get you off it, which would be doomed to failure in so many cases, we give you the drug, as they're doing in Switzerland, you can see that you can function. Because people think that, oh, why wouldn't you give them the drug? It's going to encourage people to use the drug. Well, no. You know, well, let's leave you out of this next part. A heroin addict using, when they're hooked, they're not taking a drug to get high. They're taking a drug to stop from being sick. The high part, they left that behind years ago. So they know that they're not taking the drug to have fun, because the pain, the misery, and the discomfort that comes with withdrawal, that's what they're treating. You see, so it's not a happy thing. They'd get off it if they could. They don't want to be on it. They're not happy on it. So the point is, we as a society and we as physicians are here to help people feel better. And it certainly makes sense to me that you have someone whose life is a disaster, who's committing crimes, who can't maintain a job and family life, et cetera, et cetera. You give them the darn drug and stop being so stubborn. It's cheap. It's easy. It solves so many problems. If you have a better idea, I am open to hearing it. Please, somebody, come up with a better idea. Because if you don't have one, then back off and allow public health experts to move forward with enlightened treatment designed to reduce the harm. And I think that's what we all want if you start to think about it. All right? Thanks for the call. 1-800-548-TALK. We'll be right back. Stay there. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811. Call 888-210-8811. That's 888-210-8811.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
It's for this.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease. And no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Store near...
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Ann. How you doing, Ann? Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you if a 10-year-old expresses, he was emotionally upset and crying and saying, maybe I should jump in front of a car and I don't think my parents will miss me more than a week, kind of to justify it, be okay. I'm wondering if I should be concerned and ask his parents to do something about it.
Wow. What a question, Ann. There is no doubt in my mind there is absolutely nothing to lose by having a child talk to somebody, because sometimes with kids, they pick up something somewhere and the threat is idle. They're just upset and angry. And yet, there are many child psychiatrists that feel that there are manifestations of depression in kids that age. There are many who feel not. There are many who would say most kids who do something like that, they're just upset. And they've learned, you know how kids are, they learn what to say to get to you. They're experts at that. And by the same token, I would not want to pretend like I was smart enough to tell the difference without some extra help. So, yes, I would ask the parents and say, listen, why even fool around here? What scares me is that most kids, in terms of suicide, wouldn't know where to begin. But the fact is that there's a child out there who's kind of figured out. And with adults, when they have a plan, when an adult has an exact plan of how they're going to kill themselves, that raises more red flags and so on. It says, oh, I don't want to live anymore, blah, blah, blah. So I just think that a prudent advice would be to ask the children to have the child talk, to have a counselor talk to them. If they object, say, well, what would be the objection? You got nothing to lose here. Think how you would feel if, oh, my gosh, this child were ever able to make good on it, or if this child wound up depressed when they were a teenager and the possibility of early treatment might have thwarted it. Okay, good luck. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Good. How are you, Dr. Dean?
Fine, sir.
I had a question about cancer. I recently had a relative succumb to liver cancer, and I couldn't help but notice that the cancer was killing the host, and it just didn't make much sense to me that, in the end, the cancer was killing itself.
Hmm. Boy, that's a, sorry to laugh about something like cancer. It's not a hoot and a holler, is it? But that's a very interesting question that you don't see that happen a lot, do you? You see cells always acting in their benefit and to their benefit in all organisms to persevere. And to reproduce. And I'm going to have to sit and think about this a little bit. And I love those kind of thought experiments that cancer actually, it destroys the host. Now, the question also becomes about the genes. I mean, you can look at it life this way and you can say we are just the way that, sperm and ovaries have for reproducing themselves. See, we think we're the big shots, but really, you know, part of the miracle are sperm and ovaries and eggs and that we're the in-between. And so that the genes for cancer may have certain selective ramifications that we just have not uncovered. And yes, a cancer does often kill the host. And there are some genes, for instance, that have benefits. I mean, there's lots of examples of this. We call it evolutionary genetics, believe it or not. So you've tapped into a whole new field here in that. Let me get you an example. The gene for sickle cell disease. If you have two of them, you have sickle cell disease, and you are in trouble. If you have one of them, you're carrying that gene. But why would that gene persist? Well, that gene persists because it confers a protection against malaria. So in malarially endemic Africa, that gene has an advantage, even though when it combines, when a mother and a father give the two genes to the child, it might kill the child. Same, we think, for the genes for homosexuality, just to take this into a new realm, where we feel that if a woman has a homosexual brother, she has a much higher fertility rate, and that the genes for high fertility pay back a dividend, even though some of them may produce gay men who are not going to reproduce. So I obviously can't answer your question, but it's a fascinating thing. And you know, cancer's been with us. You know, this idea that cancer, that sharks don't get cancer, that a lot of you fell for. You know, sharks do get cancer. Cancer's been seen in every animal in the wild that we know about, you know, from hippopotamuses to everything. So cancer is almost a fault that when you make, you know, thousands and thousands of individuals, there have to be little defects, little gene defects, or it's arranged. And there might even be evolutionary advantages in people who have cancer genes, a la the stuff I just talked about, but we have not really discovered it. Then you have the cancers that we cause ourselves. And often that's an environmental challenge based on our genetic susceptibility. So we may inherit a cancer gene, but it never acts out if we don't smoke cigarettes, right? Because a lot of people smoke cigarettes, don't get cancer. What's up with that? So, good question. Good question, Michael. Let's see here. All right, let's be smart. Take a quick break and give us more time to talk to y'all. Phone number here, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. Stay tuned.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night discovery vacation and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. My vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Kathy. How you doing, Kathy?
Doing well. Yourself?
Fine, ma'am.
Thank you. I have two related questions. The first one is, my son just turned one, and I went to feed him a jar of baby food pears, and it has 21 grams of sugar. That seems like a lot.
It is. It is. You got to be careful. It's remarkable how much healthier these kinds of foods could be without the sugar. We are teaching the kids about the sweet taste of certain foods and training them. And it is something that, you know, a lot of moms want to go for the trouble of making their own baby foods. Don't think you need to do that. I think, once again, it's about learning about the labels. And, of course, this is going to be a moot point real soon as the child's just going to switch to regular kinds of foods. But you'll find in adult foods is probably even more. Now, sugar in and of itself isn't evil. You need a certain amount of sugar. There's sugar naturally in many, many fruits, of course. And it's good. It's essential for life, carbohydrates are. So, you know, you want to mix and match. You want to mix and match. And it's like this, feeding him that jar isn't going to make a huge difference. But, you know, if you're doing it a lot, then you might want to think about it and talk to your pediatrician or a dietitian. What's the other question?
We can switch them over to table food, which doesn't have more sodium, preservatives, and sugar.
Right. Did you say doesn't or does?
It does, typically.
Yes, it does. And when you say table food, and of course table food, it's a pretty generic kind of an expression, but listen, you should be as concerned about it yourself. And study after study, we have found that what you do, what mom and dad eat, what you buy, what's stocking the shelves in your pantry, is what your child is going to eat. So this could be a time for you to think about that extra sodium, extra sugar, extra everything. And this is why, you know, as much as you can, you know, try to buy fresh, try to buy, you know, be prudent when you purchase these things, and try to mix in fresh foods. And listen, nowadays with the available, we are so blessed. You can walk in a supermarket in America, the food that you can buy, the variety of it, you know, it is quite something, and the work that has to be done to get it there. So, you know, when you're looking at a canned package of something, or frozen, or even frozen is okay, but fresh is always available. You nuke it, and you can, you know, add to it whatever you think it is going to make it palatable. So, yes, your points are well taken, and this is why it's important to learn what's in food and make appropriate choices, all right? All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. That is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
Attention all California businesses. EcoMugs wants you to help keep America green. Is there someone in your office that's going beyond the call of duty when it comes to saving the planet or recycling in the workplace? Would you like to acknowledge their work? Kirk Meyer, CEO of EcoMugs.com, has decided to give away one free EcoMug to every company that goes to KGO.com and clicks on the EcoMugs logo. Simply fill out the entry form and EcoMugs will send them a free 15-ounce personalized eco-friendly Eco Mug. Eco Mugs are lead-free, dishwasher-safe, and made right here in America. Over 100 million Americans have a cup of coffee every morning. Join Eco Mugs and help keep 60 million paper and styrofoam cups from going up in smoke every day. Green your office today with Eco Mugs. To get your free, personalized Eco Mug for someone in your office, go to KGO.com and click on the Eco Mugs logo. For more information...
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
Catholic pastor in Modesto says people should consider going to confession if they voted for Barack Obama. Was it right of him to say that? We'll talk to him coming up on KGO.